Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight, that night, we just come back again and give God the glory. We praise Him. We thank Him for everything He has done for us. And our God has kept us as the apple of His eye. We thank Him. Tonight, we just say that we have a lot to do for God. And one of the things that we always say, there's none like God. And the availability of God is always there. It's according to how we see Him, how we love Him, how we praise Him. And I believe tonight, amen, I believe tonight that our sister, our teacher got a word for us. Teacher, are you there?
Oh, glory to God. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I greet you all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How's everyone?
We're all doing okay. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just glad to be in the land of the living, and we're just so thankful to God for His unspeakable gift of love. I thank you all for being out there, and I'm asking for prayers tonight. I'm asking for prayers for me, for the body of Christ, for the truth. My name, my birth name was Ruth, and Ruth is the only name in truth. I live, I eat, I breathe for truth, because it's so easy to get mixed up with untruths. So many doctrines out there, so much false teaching, so much ungodliness, and so many people will be deceived. So we just thank God, Sister Esther's trying to call. She needs to. I gave her the number before I got on, but I guess that she might have not heard it good, so I can't answer her. But if you might want to call her, brother, she's back with another number. However, let us go into prayer and let us mute the background sounds for whoever's all on. Thank you. Praise God. Almighty Father God, in the glorious, wonderful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, God, Abba, Father, I am so unworthy to call upon your name, to give you all the praise that you are. To give you all the praise that you are truly worthy of. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of all of our sins, past, present, and future. Thank you, Father, for making us the righteousness of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for impugning righteousness in us and justifying us by your blood and your redemption love. We thank you, Lord, that we are the body of the living Christ, bought and purchased for by your blood. We thank you, God, in the mighty name. We ask you, Father, for all of you to be on this air and none of me, that your Holy Spirit will minister to the needs and to the heart and to the ears of those that hear in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bind every force of evil that will try and interfere with any of the programs that will be on tonight, and that you be with each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good evening. Greetings to all of you in the name of Jesus, my brothers and sisters out there. And if there is any out there that is not our brothers and sisters, and there's only one thing that makes us brothers and sisters, and that's the blood of Jesus. We've been bought, we've been purchased, we've been redeemed, we've been translated, we've been saved. We've been regenerated. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to apologize, first of all, if anyone have ever heard me preach or teach in these 48 years that had any impression that I had totally arrived. If I've given that impression, I beg you to please forgive me. I have not arrived. I am bought with a price. I am redeemed from the curse. I have been loved so much by the living God, and nothing I have done or could do could make me worthy of the great love that he has for me. And so I intend to learn and be learning and overcoming and challenging and walking in victory until I give up the last breath or till I'm caught up in the sky. I have not arrived. None of us have. We are on a journey, people. This is the Christian, the sanctified journey. And what makes me sanctified? Not because I wear long dresses or any of those things. What makes me sanctified is that I've been washed on the inside. God has washed me on the inside and made his love to abode in us. This was the promise. Remember the promises of God, you guys. The promises. And I just have so much I wanted to share with you. But I do want to start off with 1 John 5:13. I always want you to make your calling and your election sure. I want you to not have any doubts. If it's one little doubt out there that you're not saved, born again, have been bought with the blood, and are going to spend eternity, Acts 16:31 say, all of those that were ordained to eternal life. Now, we know that in Revelation there is some scriptures that teach if you lukewarm, if you're cold, and not hot on fire for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then you will be blotted out. But we know that if you've been passed from death unto life and have received the Holy Spirit inside of you, which is the third person in the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the mighty Holy Ghost, these three are one. There ain't no three gods. It's one God. And that one God lives inside of us if you have received him. And I grant you joy. Now, I'll tell you this. There will be trials. There will be tribulation. And there will be aggravation. The devil will come to kill, steal, and to destroy, and to hinder. He comes to hinder, too. He will try and hinder you. But you have to constantly remember, I am victorious. What makes me victorious? Jesus inside of me. Remember last year or year before last, I've been a doctor, and I want to give honor to Dr. Willie J. Hunter, not because he's been my friend for almost 40 years, but because he is a man who has a love for my Savior and my Lord and my Jesus. Oh, he loves my God. And me and him were born in the same, we're millennials. And I want to give honor to my other pastor, Creflo Dollar. I love me some Creflo Dollar. I love not Creflo because he's Creflo, but because God moves and operates in Creflo Dollar, that it reaches my soul and it teaches me how to walk in victory. And teaches me how to be an overcomer. And I'm all about learning how to walk in Christ. So if you wonder where I get some of my teachings and my victory walking, it's from Creflo Dollar. Of course, I listened to Kenneth Copeland for over 40 years, and I went with Kenneth Hagin, and I've listened to Fred Price. I listen to people that's going to teach me how to apply the word to me. And I'm telling you, if you will get in the word, you will find out that the word has a lot of victory for you. Now, last week there was I came from Galatians and was telling you about Galatians chapter 3 and chapter 4, which teach that you can be under the curse if you follow the law. Then there was a young man came on and said there was 613 laws, and there is 613 laws. However, we don't have to follow the 613 laws. We hang all the laws on love, and that is my ultimate, and that is our ultimate purpose in this life, is love, L-O-V-E. First, love the Lord our God with all our heart, thy soul, thy mind, and thy strength. And the second is to love our neighbors as ourselves. Now, as I just called you all a while ago, my brothers and my sisters, and I qualified you by telling you that you were my brothers and my sisters if you've been born again, regenerated, passed from death unto life, made anew, then that made you my brothers and sisters. However, you're not the only ones I'm supposed to love. I'm supposed to love everybody. And God makes it very plain in his word that if I just love those who love me, then I'm not fit for the kingdom. You know, if I just do good to those who do good to me. And, you know, we want to do that because it's easy. And also, I also want to give a shout out to Pastor Keith Chopin, who is also a fellow laborer in Christ that I'm working with these days. He is also a man who loves the Lord and who is also seeking him. And I would advise everybody, and he has a great vision for ministry, for the shut-in, for those in rehab and nursing home. And it's a very needed ministry. I do want to employ you. If you live near a nursing home or whatever, just go there and just make yourself available to share. Those people are important, too. And if you live near an orphanage or a juvenile center, or a place where people can't read. You know, I for years I've wanted to go teach. It's just my time is swift. It's full of swift transition, you know. So there are so many things we can do to be used of God. But above all, incline thine ear unto hear from the Lord, to hear from the Lord, and you'll be happy. Happy is the man that know the Lord. And I do want to shout out to a loving mother that I actually accept her as my mother, too. She's 91 years old, and she's full of joy, full of vigor, full of power, full of life. At 92, she's 92, she'll be 93 this year. And she is blessed and highly favored. And so we give a shout out to Mother Lou. However, and to all of those who call upon the name of Christ with a pure heart, we shout out to them. And I just wanted to share a little part of I want to share a little part of the I Am's with you. Just first of all, I had so many things I wanted to share. My 30 minutes, I only got 14 more minutes left. Time just goes so fast, but I want you to hear some of these the I Am's. These come from the Red Book. I shared this with you several years ago. I am in Christ. I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. 1 Peter 1:23. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. Ephesians 1, 7. Hebrews 9, 4. Colossians 1, 14. 1 John 1, 9. I am a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, 19. I am delivered. This is very important, you guys. From the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom. Colossians 1, 13. You always hear me tell you that. I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into God's to the kingdom of God's dear son. And so there's been a big uproar these last few years about the kingdom people, the kingdom children, the kingdom. Well, this is how you get in the kingdom, in Christ. And I tell you all the time also that the two most powerful words in the Bible is in Christ. Because if you ain't in Christ, you in hell. ain't no getting around it. You in hell. You lost. There's no hope until you get in Christ, in Christ. So, okay, another one. I'll read that one again to you. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom, Colossians 1:13. And then I am redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I read this to you last week when I studied, showed y'all, read Galatians chapter 3 for you. And this is in 1 Peter 1:18 through 19, Galatians 3:13. I am blessed, Deuteronomy 28:2-12, Galatians 3:9. I am a saint. I've taught y'all this for years. Romans 1:7. 1 Corinthians 1, 2, Philippians 1, 1. I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, Deuteronomy 28, 13. I am holy and without blame before him in love, 1 Peter 1, 16, Ephesians, my favorite book, Ephesians 1, 4. I am the elect of God, Colossians 3:12, Romans 8:33. I am established to the end, Romans 1:11. I am made near to my heavenly Father by the blood of Christ, Ephesians 2:13. That's why I tell y'all all the time. Read Ephesians 1, 2, and all of them, and Colossians, and you can't miss, and you'll learn who you are. These books, they make it very plain. There's no miss. You can't misunderstand that you was chosen before the foundation of the world. You can't misunderstand that you've been elect and predestinated. You can't misunderstand that you are God's chosen people. And you cannot misunderstand that the devil is after you, no matter how pleasant and how rich or how beautiful or how everything you can think of, that devil is going to come at you some kind of way. But we have authority. We have authority. And I do ask you, that's why I'm asking you to pray for me. Because I'm a very easygoing person. I've always said I could probably get along with the devil if he was halfway due right. But I don't want to get along with the devil. I want to rebuke him and put him in his place because you know where his place is? Under my feet. Under my feet because God has given us authority. And we have to stand. So pray for the saints that we stand tall, stand fast, with our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We got to stand for righteousness and not fall for anything. All these titles people are coming up with. I wanted to also share with you guys that my name was changed in court. I was born Ruth love, well, really, Ruth L. But, and Brown, my maiden name is Brown, and that means that I'm from one of the Hebrew tribes over in Israel. I haven't did my total DNA, but I do know that the colors, name greens, browns, orange, when you got color names, as well as them Goldsteins and Silversteins, all of those are Jewish and Hebrew names. But I am born of my father had 21 brothers, so mostly almost, probably most all browns in the world are probably some relationship to me. However, so, but the only father that I'm really interested mainly in the relationships is the Heavenly Father, Abba, Elohim, El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. Those are my brothers and sisters, those that have been endowed with the power from above. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. I am rejoicing, but I still covet your prayers. I covet your prayers because I need much more of God. And you know, I don't want to be lukewarm. We don't want to be lukewarm. We got to study. And the more you eat the word, the more hungry you're going to be for the word. You know, we get lazy and we get relaxed and we get comfortable because the trials get to be rigorous, you know. We go through some rigorous trials. But then God doesn't put more on us than we can bear. And all that that does happen to us at that time doesn't seem very pleasant. But it grows and matures you, you know. So I'm all about wanting to grow and mature. I mean, I've been saved and walking in this life for 48 years, and I've seen, if I've been down, I've been around, I've been, you name it, I've done it almost. I've been there. But one thing that has never, ever happened to me, God has never forsaken me. God has never left me. God has never stopped loving me, even though I felt that he was millions of miles away at times. But because of his soul love, the Bible says, and I always apply that to you, do like John the disciple in the Bible, John, St. John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. He always say he was the beloved. You didn't hear nobody else say John was the beloved. And I'm going to always say I'm his beloved. I'm his beloved. I'm his beloved. You, and I want to always address you as my beloved brother and my beloved sister, because you are my beloved brother and sister. I love you. I love you. I genuinely love you. I have two close friends, Esther and Pat, and I genuinely love them. And yet, me and Pat don't fight as much as me and Esther do, but and me and Esther don't fight. We don't always agree. And Pat, even when she don't agree, she go study it first, and then she. I love that. I love to be challenged. I love people who challenge me. I'm, like I say, I have not arrived. I want people who don't agree with me. I want people who I don't agree with all the time, because that's what gives you that stamina to go, to grow. I mean, that's how I came out of a cult. Because the pastor was teaching so much false teaching, I wouldn't argue with him in his church. I would go home and study and stay up all night, all day, studying the word, seeing if these things be so. Of course it was a lie when you tell somebody that just because you've been dipped in the water, that puts you in Christ. Of course it was a lie when you tell somebody that you ain't going to get the Holy Spirit until you're dead. Of course it was a lie. You can't know that you've been, that you have eternal life in you. Oh no. See, as you listen to me, you can tell when I'm lying, if I'm lying. You have the Holy Spirit. He is. Remember Hebrews? He is a discerner of your thoughts and your intent. Remember the word of God. So that's why the Bible said be swift to hear, slow to speak, ears, them spiritual ears open. Listen to people. Listen to people who don't end prayers in the name of Jesus. Listen to people who give their opinion more than they give the word. Listen to people who don't exalt love above titles and organizations and denominations and false teachings. Listen to the word of God in your heart, because God is in you. Remember that scripture? Greater is he that is in you, in you, in you, in you, in me, than he that is in the world. Oh, yeah, the devil make you think that the world is greater and got greater challenges. But no, it's a lie. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we have the victory. Don't let nobody fool you. We want to be ready when Jesus comes, and the only way to be prepared and ready is to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, praise him all day long, and meditate on his word. And if you can't read his word, listen to his word, because it teaches you to train them ears to hear. Listen to his word. They got the Bible on tape. They got the Bible on. You got it on your phone. You got it in your car. You got it. I have it everywhere. So listen to the word of God, and it is life, and more abundantly. Yes, you're going to cry sometimes. You're going to have some pain. But so did Jesus, and he was God. He was God. Remember my teaching, 1 Timothy. God was manifested in the flesh, preached unto the Gentiles, received up unto glory. God, you know, remember that Jesus is God. I love you. Let me give you a couple more. I am the elect of God. I already read that one. Colossians 3:12, Romans 8:33. Established to the end. I read that one. Now, here's the last one I'm going to read today. I am made near to my heaven. I read this one too. Father, by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. See, it's a whole, I got pages of these. I am set free by John 8:31-33. I am strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. I am dead to sin. Romans 6:1-11. And 1 Peter 2:24. And 1 Peter, that's what I was going to tell y'all in these last 2 minutes I got. So when I had my name changed in court, the judge made Rev my first name. A royal is, I went to make my name a royal, A-R-O-Y-A-L, because of 1 Peter 2 and 9. The Bible says we are royal priests. So, and then, of course, Ruth is my middle name, and my last name is Princess Love with two S's, because princess means one who belongs to the royal family, and love is the essence of everything that we are about, because Jesus is love, and because God so loved us that he gave us Jesus, who came and suffered, bled, and died for us. And more than all of that, Psalms 111, verse 9 says, holy and reverend is my name. But more than that, the word of God teaches in almost every book that my people shall be called by my name. So, yeah, when we know the fivefold is important, and we know all these bishops and titles is important, but none of those are God's name. So I would urge people who are stuck on titles and stuck on making themselves important to make sure that you are called by the name of God. That's what the promise was. This was the promise. So I offer you good night. In the holy name of Jesus, my beloved brothers and sisters, good night.
Praise the living God. But God has blessed us tonight with such a dynamic message and teaching us to learn what we need to do with God and title. The only title that's recognizable before the enemy is the name is Yeshua HaMashiach. The devil does not recognize a royal root, a word, Brother Willie Hunter. He recognized the name Jesus. At that name, he flees. At his blood, he runs. So the teaching was so profound tonight. You got to run your race. It doesn't have a name. It just says, finish the good fight of faith. That's what he wants us to do. And our beloved, people told me, you are my beloved, brothers and sisters, if you are in Christ, like she said. So what they will say tonight, if we take our time and look what God is doing for us, what God is doing through us. Now, I remember, she's still alive. I heard her mention a lady by the name of Sister Lou. If you remember Sister Lou, you and I have a whole lot of knowledge to talk about, because I've been trying to get in contact with Mother Lou. Mother Lou is a woman that got me off into the whole business of feeding people. Are you there, Abraham?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you remember when you get in contact with Mother Lou?
Wow, she's working with us. She's Brother Keith's mother. Praise God. Oh. Well, I got her number. I'll get it. Yes, sir.
Well, I think
I will get it over to you.
Amen. When she was over at the third floor, she wants some money. She needs some money. And that's how I learned how to depart from money. Money is not the real source. It's watching God do something through what she's doing. And if I can speak to you.
Well, see, I don't know what you did a second ago, but you was clear when you, but then it started getting crumbled up again. See if you step back a little bit, maybe that'll help.
I put my head down.
Well, it's still a little crumbled. But, I sure want you to see. I'm glad. She's a happy woman. Her favorite saying is, I'm happy.
I tried to reach Esther, too. And I don't know the number. I have a call. And she puts me on. Can you call her?
Oh, yeah. I'm finna call her right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's her
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Who is that? Huh?
This is Brother Hunter Coffin. Can I help you? We're on the radio station. Amen.
Still here. I'm still here, but do I sound clear to you? Because you're coming through foggy again. I don't know what is happening to these phones. Oh, Lord, we need help.
Here.
Go ahead.
I'm just calling in to listen.
Oh, well, praise the living God. Well, we got a word. Give us some of the Lord has done for you today.
I'm not understanding your voice vibrating. I can't hear you there.
That's right. Shokane. Can you hear me clearly, sister?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, but we can't. See, I can't hear him clearly either. It's like he's in.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you. Now we can hear
you. It's still something wrong with this.
The enemy. It's the enemy trying to attack. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Free Lord. Thank you for the blood.
Amen, sister. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah, every week it attacks his radio. I don't be knowing how clear I'm coming across or anybody. But I used to hear the other speakers good, but Dr. Hunter, his radio, his thing always gets foggy, like he's in water somewhere. Dr. Hunter, are you still there?
Go ahead and take away. We can hear you clearly now.
We can hear you clearly. Okay, sister, what was you saying? Go ahead and proclaim his heart. Did you hear, sister? Hello? Hello? Oh, these phones. Lord, I bind every force of evil that's hindering the phone in Jesus' name. Hello? Is anybody out there?
I'm here. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, we want you to go ahead and say what you were saying.
I was calling in. This is my first time calling in to listen.
Oh, well, did you have anything to say or any questions or anything?
Anything to say? Oh, to God be the glory.
Yes, go ahead, sister, go ahead.
It's
Hallelujah.
Our time.
Amen.
It's our time. This is just confirmation, so we just give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Thank you.
Yes. Go ahead and preach, speak, just share your heart. I'll be quiet, okay? I'm going to put my phone on mute while you just praise God and say what's on your heart. Glory.
Lord, what is this? A divine setup? I'm just here per invitation, and it so pleases me to be invited. I'm looking so forward to hearing Prophetess Harris speak. And others. I'm not here to take over.
Well, you have the Holy Spirit also, sister. He lives in you. You have a testimony. You have a story to tell. And to a prophetess, what time is she supposed to be on?
8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So we got from evidently the person from 7:30 to 8 and came on yet. So go ahead and give God a testify for God and give him his glory or share, because this people can hear all over the world. We don't know. I don't know how many people are listening, but we know all those God wants to hear is on there.
I can say this. Trust God no matter what. Believe his word. Believe his word. Act on the word. Check yourself from head to toe.
Amen.
The enemy is setting traps for us, but he can't stop what God has for us.
Sure can't.
Okay. Only way we lose is if we fail to do it.
Amen. Amen.
So trust him.
Amen.
Trust him. Talk to him. Commune with him. Communicate with him. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Let him come
forth.
Receive him.
Amen.
Let him do what he came to do in us, through us, for us, and for others.
Amen. So, Prophetess Harris, what's her name? Prophetess, who's coming on?
Harris.
That's great. And you are Sister who?
My name is Natalie.
Natalie. Well, glory to God.
No.
Madeline.
My name is
Madeline.
Yes.
With the M. Madeline.
Yes.
Yes. I love that name, Madeline. When I was a little girl, we had a neighbor named Madeline. I love that name. Hallelujah, Madeline. We are so glad to have you on tonight. And Prophetess Harris. We'll be looking. Now, what state are y'all, city are y'all in, or what state are y'all in?
Texas.
Oh, y'all are in Texas. Cause we have people from all over be calling. that be on the phone too. So that's good. Yes, that is so good. Texas,
here to be a part of God's army.
That's right. Absolutely. We are soldiers in the army of God, for sure. Absolutely. Unequivocally. And he built his own army. He's the one who built his army. Amen. Didn't nobody put us in his army but him. That is the glorious thing about it. Ain't nobody put us out of his army but him. Hallelujah. That's even the better part. Glory to God. I love him.
Thank him for his arsenal. He's given us Jesus. He's given us the Holy Spirit and power. He's given us angels to keep us in all our ways.
Yes, he has. Amen.
You got to remember, though, they hearken to the voice of the Word of God, so they're listening for us to say what he says.
Say it. Absolutely. Amen. Thank you, Sister Madeline. Oh, come on, teach us some more stuff. That's right.
You got
15 minutes.
The enemy is using the power God has given us in our tongue against us. He knows he can get us to say what the news is saying. We give fuel to what he's doing, because death and life is in the power of our tongue, and he knows that. All he needs to do is get us to say what he wants us to say so he can use our power against us no more. I say, Lord, help me with this tongue, with every breath of life and throughout all eternity. We have to know who we are in him, and that God, his word will not return to him void.
Absolutely.
We have to know that we can't just speak lifeless words and think that nothing's going to happen.
Yes, ma'am. Pray.
Lord, help me here.
You're doing great. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Father. Praise your Father.
Glory to your name. You said it right. You've been set up. God, that is what I was trying to say to the people. The same thing is that they have power, and you got to believe the word. And that, so we just thank God. You made it very plain. You make it very plain. Go ahead. Ooh, I'm so excited.
Release the Holy Spirit, even just confessing, great is he that's in me than he that is in this world.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're on one accord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's time the believers to invite our Father in. He's given us dominion in this earth, but he won't go against his word. We need to in, like Jesus said, our Father whom art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's inviting him in. We need to do this all the time.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's not impossible to him. We just
Amen.
We need him to come in and fix it.
Amen. Sure do. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, Lord. Help me here. Help me, Lord. We need to come yielded to God and to his word. The word says, the house divided shall not stand. We have leadership. We need to respect leadership, the positions of leadership. It's not whether we like it or not, but we have to respect it. Respecting leadership is respecting God. If we don't like it, we pray to God and ask him to change it. God can
Amen.
Make it. Wow. He can make a donkey talk. He can change the heart of our president. But all he needs is to believe is to pray. The right
Amen.
We have to undergird our leadership. We have to pray for them.
That's right.
That's what God said.
That's true, Sister Madeline. That is so true.
Oh, glory. Help me, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Praise your holy name. The name is holy. Holy is your name, and worthy of all our praise, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, search our hearts, Father God. If there be any wicked thing, Father, I give it to you, Father. I should take it in its place.
Thank
in
you.
God,
Thank
and
you
and
so much.
The compassion of Jesus to overflow, Father God. Let me be a reflection of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help me to love like you love, Father God. Help me to have compassion that Jesus had, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Please.
I give you honor, Father, and I give you praise. Glory, honor, and praise to you, Father. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you.
Father, that we can't do, you can through us, Father God. And we acknowledge it, Father God. We can, but you can, Father God. Have your way.
Mm-hmm.
Not our will, Father, but your will be done. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Cross that. Help me, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Praise
Father,
Lord, we just don't have.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You've given us authority over all the power of the enemy, Father God. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Father. We speak in the name of Jesus and they obey, Father. We lay hands on the sick, Father, in the name of Jesus, and they shall be, they shall recover, all to the glory of God, Father God. Thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Father. Have your way. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to you.
Glory to God.
Father, we thank you. We ask you to bless all men and women of God, Father, that are speaking to us tonight, speaking the words that you would have them to speak. Give them boldness, Father God, to be all that you would have them to be, to dare to say all that you would have them to say, Father. For they are your tools to be used mightily, Father, for this kingdom, Father God. Father, thank you, Father God, that you're starting first in your house, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you for your correction, Father God. Thank you for your love.
Thank you.
Thank you for positioning us, Father God. Father, we are but members of Jesus' body, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Father God. So help us, Lord. Help us to know, Father God. It's not the size of our piece in this puzzle, Father God. Help us to know, Father God, that the puzzle is not complete without our piece, Father God. So whatever it is that you have for us to do, Father God, Father God, all glory belongs to you, Father God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you place, Father God. Oh, glory. Oh, help me, Lord. Sister, come on, help me.
Amen. Wow. We thank God for Sister Madeline's dedication and sold outness to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are so blessed to have her, and she's waiting on her. We're waiting on her prophetess to come on, or the sister to come on as a prophetess. You know, I do like to teach people that the Word of God say, covet prophecy. Out of all the scriptures, you know, the Word of God teaches us not to covet things and people and all those things, but it does teach to covet prophecy, because out of all the fivefold ministries, that's the only one it tells to covet. And so, we got people with all these titles and all these covered, these seem like symbols of pride, but covered prophecy, because it edifies the body. And God had a greater purpose for us to covet prophecy. So I do covet prophecy. I prophesy in prophecy to be a prophet of God, because I'm doing a study next week on the fivefold and on what all of them mean. The basic, still the bottom line is still learning how to walk in victory, overcoming by faith, knowing who you are and whom you are, and lifting up and exalting and preaching the true gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and walking in love. Yeah. But most Christians, we get deteriorated by all these titles and all this this foolishness. And yet we leave Jesus Christ laying on the side of the road, because I done become a prophet, I done become a evangelist, I done become a teacher, I done become a apostle. All these things, we need to get to the end of the book and see what it say. I know those that say they're prophets and apostles and are not. Did Jesus know? The Bible says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knows them that are here. So I just urge all of us to do things with, like you just did, Sister. Sister Madeline did everything with humility and love and truth. And we just thank God for Sister Madeline's obedience. And like she say, it was a holy setup, because we needed her. The world needed to hear the things she was saying. And we thank God, because there is no big eyes and no little U's. anybody who got the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of the living God inside of them, you are valued. Because let me tell you, God is not giving his spirit to people that is not valued. He's the one who makes us valuable, not us, not what I got, who I am, or where I come from. All of that is gone. Only thing that makes me anybody is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in me and in us. Hallelujah. We're just so thankful and gloriously. And it's hard not to brag or boast. We got 2 minutes. Brag or boast because the love of God is so powerful and it's so, and we're so humbled by him loving us and choosing us before the foundation of the world and making us his elect and smiling upon us. But when the living true God lives in you, it is so hard to be humble, but it is easy to be humble when you know that you're nothing and he's everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh.
I wanted to say he or she knew, but they didn't tell me. Trust me, you don't want that to happen.
She said she knew what?
I had an experience. I was descending instead of ascending, and I heard voices, and they were saying she knew, but she didn't tell us. And that was horrifying. I came back from...
Yes, she knew, but she didn't tell us. You ain't kidding. That is horrifying. I've had that vision myself, but I've been telling it even when I was backslidden. I was telling it. I have never stopped preaching the gospel of Christ because I know it is the power of God unto salvation to them, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And ain't nothing gonna change that power. That is the true power of God. Yeah. You there, Dr. Hunter? Prophetess, is the prophetess on yet?
Yes, I'm here. I was waiting for Dr. Hunter to speak. But
yeah,
hi.
Hi there. How you doing? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He had told me to take over because his phone was acting up. So you can go ahead, prophetess. God bless. I'll mute mine.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess first of all, I'll introduce myself. My name is Valerie Harris, and I'm the associate pastor of Master Builders Christian Church with Gary Edison as my pastor and co-founder. And I am truly honored to be here today. I'm honored that Pastor Hunter would invite me to be a part and to listen and to learn, because I know that God has given each and every one of us a part. He has, and it's like we each have a piece of what we are supposed to do, because he put us here with a purpose and a plan and a design. And as I was talking to him this morning, the thing that God had placed in my spirit this morning about how, about family, about we're being part of his family and how we are supposed to be part of one another. And as I was listening to what the Holy Spirit was speaking to me this morning about family and us being connected, and I'm like, wow, God, I am so glad that he is my judge and that we are not, that we won't find ourselves being judged by man, but he's the ultimate judge of us. The one thing about Christ and about the Father is that he wants us to walk in love, because that's who he is. And at this particular time in our lives, we can look at the world and the world is dark and it seems dim and it almost looks like there's no hope. But as long as we're rooted and grounded in Christ, we still have hope. And I thought about us being in the dark place. I had someone minister to me the other day because I'm like, I don't know where I am right now. I feel, you know, have you ever been in that strange place where you really don't know what God is doing, but you know God is doing something in you, but you really don't have that part yet? And so I found out, and someone told me, he said, well, you're in the dark place right now. And I'm going to talk about that because it really ministered to me, and it gave me some understanding and revelation about the dark place. Do you know that God does his best work in the dark place, when you're in the pit, when you feel like you're in the valley? Because he takes you into the secret place, and he begins to work on the inside of you. And I thought about that hump of coal, that dirty piece of hump of coal that many people will fight over and die over to get what's on the inside of that coal, to get the diamond that's on the inside of that dark piece of dirt. But yet and still, as human beings, we tend to throw one another away because we look at the outer appearance while God is looking at the heart. We look at people through dim glasses when we fail to look at them through the eyes of God. And the reason why I say this is because, you know, I'm looking at our system right now. When God doesn't want us to judge one another, he sent his only son to die for the whole world, not just a piece of the world. He didn't just die for me. And I wasn't always in the realization that of salvation and redemption. I didn't know what that meant. And I wasn't always right. And I still make mistakes and I'm not perfect. But I'm in a season where God is bringing forth his righteousness and truth. And he wants even the church to be restored unto a holiness. Because he said, be holy because I'm holy. And that we should walk after the pathway of Christ, where we deny our own self, our own desires, our own motivation, and find out in this hour what is the heart of God. What is God trying to say to his people? He don't want us downtrodden. He don't want us beaten. And when we go through those pathways of the darkness, it's not for us a place for us to stay, but I find that it is a place for us to grow. Many times we feel hidden and we feel left out and we feel rejected even by God. But that's not God's plan. God's plan is to grow us up and to multiply, to fulfill the commission that Christ left when he left. When he empowered us and he said to go ye into all the world, baptizing and compelling men and women to come to him, to be restored unto God. And that's our only mission, not to judge, not to criticize. You know, yeah, you can judge unrighteousness, but don't judge the person. We have to begin to love like he loved, to have compassion like he had compassion. Because without compassion and without charity, no matter how much we prophesy, no matter how much we walk, no matter how many scriptures we quote, unless you can show compassion, it's going to touch a heart of somebody, somebody who's hurting, somebody who may be sick, somebody who may be downtrodden, somebody who's on the brink of committing suicide, then what are we here for? Let us not let our labor be in vain. But love tends to cover. Love touches. Love ministers. Love upholds those who are hurting. It's the love that we have, the love that God puts in us. And I tell you, we can judge people, but I found out that you can look at somebody and they may not fully understand salvation, or they may not fully understand redemption, or they may not fully understand the whys of Christ or why God do anything. And then we may quote scriptures to people and they may feel like we're putting them in bondage or we're putting them down because of the way we may minister. But we have to begin to take on Christ and walk in love and walk in discipline. We can't be beating people up, even with the word. because that's not God. If the word is truly ministered in a correct way, it's going to compel people to come to him. He said one plants, one waters, but it's the spirit that gives the increase.
Yes.
I cannot move in my own motivation or in my own thoughts. I have to seek God to, God, what do you want to say? What is your heart today, God? It's not about me. But I also learned that you can walk like Christ. You can look like Christ. You can live like Christ. And your very life will speak volumes into another person's life. You can walk up to a stranger who needs something and give them something and not say a word, but they would know you by the Spirit, and they would know you by your compassion and your love. And my prayer is that we begin to be compassionate again to one another. You look at our families and you look at our children and they look lost. They're walking around like zombies, like they don't know anything, like they have lost their minds. But what are we doing about it? We have to stop just speaking about it and be about it. It's time for us to take our families back and our communities back. There's power in prayer, but we have to get together.
Amen.
I remember the Lord, I was walking up and down the church praying. I would go early in the morning and just walk and pray. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, he said, judgment is coming. It's coming to my house first. He said, but I'm about to take my church back. See, sometimes we think the church is the building, but the church is the people.
No.
That's God's heart is the people. It's the souls. And so he has to get us right in order for us to be able to minister correctly to somebody else. And I'm not saying that it's worldwide that everybody is ministering incorrectly, but I'm speaking about me. What he's teaching me. And so I have to first learn this in me and walk this out in me before I can even begin to touch or begin to think that I'm doing something right in the kingdom of God. We make so many errors, but we have to turn that mirror to ourselves first before we can, like he said, you know, you take that little plank out of your own eye before you judge your brother. And so now is the hour that I believe we need to begin to extend the hand of mercy. He said that if we forgive another, that other person is forgiven. And if we don't forgive, then we're not forgiven. So we have to begin to walk in forgiveness and have mercy on somebody. And remember, don't ever forget where you came from. Because we all come from clay. We all come from the dirt. We've all been through persecution. He said, all those who desire to live righteous will suffer persecution. But don't be overwhelmed by the persecution and the sufferings that you get, that you go through, because he's overcome the world. We need to walk like Christ. We need to live like Christ. We need to, no greater love can a man have than he would lay down his life for a friend. Now, I remember reading in the scriptures when the apostles or when the people asked him, he said, what's the greatest commandment, Jesus? And he said, the first commandment is love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then the second commandment is like the first. You must love your neighbor like you love yourself. And then when he was in the upper room, when he was having the Last Supper with his disciples, and he washed their feet, and he said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, the revelation I got out of that is he had to leave a new commandment because we don't know how to love ourselves. How can you love your neighbor as you love yourself when you haven't learned how to love yourself?
To love you. Amen.
So,
my Lord.
So we have to learn how to love us. And not only how to love us, we have to learn how to forgive ourselves.
My Lord.
There are three principles of forgiveness. First, you have to forgive others who offend you. But don't forget that you may have offended somebody else. You know, we've all suffered something. We all have a story in our lives, whether it's rejection or abuse, whether it's rape, whether it's murder, whether it's drugs, whether it's fornication, whether it's adultery. You know, all the commandments we break, you know. And then we think we're okay because we have confessed Jesus as Savior. But once upon that confession, when he said that he comes and he abides with us, there has to be a transformation. You don't stop with the word confession. You have to walk that thing out because he said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Yes.
And you have to work out your salvation with fear and with trembling. So why would you have to work out your salvation when it's a free gift? That's a question. But it's also an answer. Because we have to grow from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And the only way we can do that is if we stay connected with God. That we stay connected with his truth.
Yes.
That we stay connected with his word. Because the word has healing and the word has power. And he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. But then we have to forgive. Forgive those who have hurt you. Forgive those who have spoken against you. Forgive, pray for your enemies. Pray for those who have done you wrong. And then you may find yourself in situations. And I'm talking about me. I'm using me as an example. Because God taught me this. The Holy Spirit taught me this. Is that after you've forgiven other people, because that's a choice. You have to choose to forgive even beyond the hurt that somebody has caused you. But then once you have forgiven others, you have to forgive yourself. You have to look at you. That's the only person, that's the only time that you're allowed to judge yourself is when you look into the eyes of God and seeing what you did wrong. So that you can confess your sins, that you might be cleansed, that you might be made righteous, that you might be made whole. Because repentance is the principle of the kingdom. And repent don't just mean to say, I'm sorry. Jesus came to gospel to repent, to change our minds, to change our thinking, to change the way we live, and to restore us back to a holy God. And then once you forgive yourself, you have to forgive God. Now, see, a lot of times we don't want to say that God, I'm mad at you. God, where were you when this situation happened? Where were you when my child died? Where were you when I was beaten, when I was raped? Where were you when I got cancer? God, where are you now when you're feeling like you're all alone? We don't want to say that we've been angry with God. But you know what, when we face the truth and we face ourselves, there's freedom and there's liberty and truth. And that's how God wants us to walk, in freedom and in liberty and in truth.
Yes.
And then he said, I will send you another comforter. I will send you the comforter. The Holy Spirit is not dead. He's still alive.
Hallelujah.
And he's still growing. And he's still moving. But the only way the word that we know works is if we work the word. And what does that mean? That means we got to believe in God. We have to trust in God. We have to believe what he's saying, even when it looks like there is no hope. He said that if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, that you can speak to any mountain and declare it to be thou removed, and it has to move out of the way. So any situation that we in, instead of us falling into a pity party, we got to raise ourselves up and begin to see what's on the other side, to see what's on the other side of that problem. We have to look out and see Jesus on the other side of that other problem and beckoning us to come unto him, who is the author and who is the finisher of our faith.
Oh, Lord.
Who is the first and who is the last, who is the beginning and who is the end, who is the Alpha and who is the Omega, the one who is from everlasting to everlasting. We have to keep
our eyes
and our hope on him. What is impossible with God? There is nothing impossible with God. And it's never us, but it's him working through us. Oh, God, let us be the vessels that you use, because my life is surrendered unto you. My hope alone is in you, God. Save us, God, and have mercy upon us, God. As we walk this land, let your power be revealed, because you said that it is by your power that men will be saved, that the unbelievers, you set your anointing to set the captive free. And he came not for those who were religious, but for those who were hurting, for those who needed a Savior, those who needed a doctor, those who needed help. That's who came for us, and that's who we must go and capture and get. Oh, it's not just saying, Jesus, I love you, but let me show you how I love you. Because I'm going to follow you and I'm going to obey you. And then when I mess up and you correct me, God, I'm saying thank you that you didn't forget about me. Because you said that you love those. You chastise those who you love. But he chastises a person where it don't even hurt. Now, when we chastise each other, it hurts, doesn't it? Because we don't do it in the compassion of Christ.
Glory to God.
But we have to begin. We have to continue to seek him.
Yes.
Oh, he says, mercy is new every morning, and his grace is sufficient. So every morning we have to seek him. Every morning we have to clothe ourselves with his goodness. Every morning, every day we have to extend kindness and love. Because we are not the light that are left in this earth. We are the light and the extension of his hand to touch and to heal and to love other people.
My Lord.
You know, so much that he's given me to say, and it's our holiday. But I'm burning with passion for the God of prayer. Because I never know how much opportunity that we're going to have. But I do know that. When he extended his grace,
not yours, but he needed to meet all the lines except her.
With a price extension. The price was paid with his blood.
Amen.
And let us not forsake or abandon what he has done for us.
Yeah, Lord.
And let us begin to send a helping hand. To God be the glory.
Amen.
The wonderful, marvelous things that you have done and the things that you are doing.
Yes.
God, we give you praise, Lord. And Father, we pray that your hand of healing and deliverance move from nation to nation and from hamlet to hamlet, Lord God, and from community to community, Father, and from house to house. Restore the family, Lord God. Restore your people, Lord God, into righteousness and to holiness, Father. Rain down your mercy upon us today, Lord God.
Yes.
We give you thanks for all that you are doing, Father. The things that are seen and the things that are unseen. We bless your holy and righteous name. God, we give you thanks. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You there, Dr. Hunter? Well, I mean, we've had a time tonight. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Dr. Hunter is evidently trying to work on the phone.
We thank the Lord for she was just wonderful. In Jesus' name, we thank the Lord for this radio, and we thank God for binding all these forces of hindrances that try to interfere all the time. All the time, in Jesus' name. But we're going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. We're not defeated, and we're not going to give up. The devil is a liar, and there is no way he's going to win. In Jesus' name, we thank God for all the ministries and ministers and love of God that has been shed out and poured out on this here line tonight. And we're
Amen.
Going to, yes. So do we have any questions or any statements or any testimonies or any praise reports that anybody want to say?
Well, this is Well Woman, Sister Beverly Phipps. Just so glad to listen, get in. I was having some technical difficulties, and I called back and got back in. But it was so good to hear the word of the Lord. Truly, we waded out in the water tonight. And,
Amen.
I tell
Amen.
You, it was refreshing. The word came forth with such conviction and with depth and understanding.
Yes.
Just to refocus
sure
us on where we need to be. If we want the heart of God, we've got to release out the things that are in our heart. You know, we've got
uh-huh.
to give him all of our heart. That means we've got to search our own hearts and find
uh-huh.
those things. Because if we want all of God, we've got to, if we want revelation, we've got to take off and let him put on. We've got to empty
Amen.
Out and let him fill. So that's
Amen.
Part of doing God's will, constantly seeking his heart, not our way, but his heart. His heart
That's right.
is not like ours all the time.
No.
Because we can get hard. We can get discouraged.
Sure.
We can become distressed. We can get aggravated, excited, depressed, or just a little we just get to that place sometimes. We don't want to be bothered. But
That's
then
right.
the heart of God, we cry, Lord, I need your heart. And that's truly the message. And when we have his heart, it won't be. We won't judge. We can't. If we do, we'll repent because we know not how God sees this individual.
Amen.
And that's, God sees the end, and we're just in the middle somewhere and don't know what we shall be. But God already sees this person as
Amen.
He will be, as Christ. We're
mm-hmm.
still trying to see with our natural eyes instead of just realizing in the spirit, none of us look like what we're going to be.
Oh, I preach that all the time.
And when we
Amen.
See him, we shall be as he is. So that's our journey. That's our test.
Amen.
So that's our test
Absolutely.
As we journey through this land. To do what we've got to
Amen.
Do, because this is not home. We have not arrived.
Nothing.
Don't get too comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Don't get too comfortable
uh-huh.
in this world. Don't love the things of this world more than
uh-huh.
you love the things of God.
Uh-huh.
Because Job declared in his word, the thing that, I greatly feared. I tell people all the time, just because you get a diagnosis, I got one, but don't be afraid. Because that thing that
uh-huh.
you fear the most will come upon you. So fear and all of those things that would keep us from hearing the word of God and believing and acting on it. We more than
That's
ever, we as soldiers, those of us who have committed our way unto the Lord, we've got to bring up those that are lagging behind in these last days. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm in my latter days and they're my best days. I intend for them to be my best
too.
Days.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to do work that I've never done before. I'm going places I never went before.
I
just got back from Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. I've been there, but doing the work that I hadn't done, that I needed to get back to do. And back here in Houston. And just thank God for this, the reconnection with the line, with you know, Apostle Hunter. And I just thank God for hearing your voice, Sister Princess, again, and all of those.
Yeah,
and
I was going to ask, what's your name, Sister?
Beverly, but I'm the well woman.
Yes.
Just well
yes,
woman.
We've missed you. We haven't been on the line either. We took a hiatus because we had a lot of trouble, but we thank you for Sister Beverly for being
well,
back.
Well, I'm back in town, and amen. Glad to be back.
Let me make sure I get your. You got Dr. Hunter's number. I don't want you to put your
yes,
number.
Yes, and you can always get my information from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're so thankful. Yeah, that prophetess was so dynamite.
Amen.
We thank her. And we used to have a brother Jay. I don't know what happened to him tonight. He was on last Monday night. But we just thank God because God ordered our steps and His direction
amen.
Is perfect.
Amen.
So, like you say, you know, and in mentioning about the diagnosis, don't let fear. The Bible says the fearful and the unbelieving shall have their part in the lake, and all fear
God.
Is of the devil. All
fear.
All fear. I'll never forget how God revealed one morning about 4 o'clock in the morning. I had my TV on. I had been sleeping. These Muslims were saying, "I will fear nothing but Allah." I said, "You're right, brother. I will fear nothing but God. I will fear nothing but God, Abba Father, Elohim, El Shaddai, the Lord God, the Most High, the only wise God. I will fear nothing but Him." But believe me, there are attacks of fear that can come over you. About 5 or 10 years ago, I was sitting in my living room. No, I had took a shower, got dressed, and was going to go to Walmart. And all of a sudden, I got a spirit of fear came over me. I undressed and went to bed. I had never experienced that before. And believe me, everything that the children of Israel experience, each individual saint, we will go through our Job time.
Yes.
We will
yes.
go through our Samson time, our Solomon
yes.
time. All of these. We don't understand the depth of when the Word of God say the Old Testament was a schoolmaster to teach us.
Yes.
Because God took nation of people and made individuals over here on this side by putting Christ in us. But there are times that we will murmur and we will complain, just like the children of Israel. We'll be ungrateful, unthankful, unholy. We forget what God has already done for us, forget all the miracles He's done and showed us. But, you know, because the children of Israel saw the miracles of God, and they did all of that. And yet we're living testaments and living epistles, and we see it, and then we will get a fear of doubt. Like you say, I had a bad diagnosis last month, but it hasn't fazed me because I've been in this thing a long time. I've had cancer. I've had multiple sclerosis. I've had 48 years. I've been preaching the gospel. And I've been sick and I've died 3 times. So I mean,
my Lord,
amen. But I win any way it go, because I truly, like you just said, you and I have got to preach this continuously. Go to the mirror. Tell him to the mirror. You ain't seen you. I went to the mirror one day and I told him, I said, and I'm going to leave you. I pointed to that person in the mirror. Told him, I'm going to leave you. Because we're not going to leave that body. We ain't never seen the real us. We ain't never even seen the real us.
Praise God.
I missed you so much. I'm so thankful to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God,
glory to God.
Amen. Amen. The devil is a liar. We don't understand the depth of his lies. It ain't not he's a. I like to make it a plain. It ain't that he could be lying. It ain't that he might be lying, or it's possible that he's lying. He is. Fact, undescribable, undebatable, a liar.
A liar, undebatable. No debate about it. Praise God. We know who he is. We know his nature.
That's right.
He cannot
and
do anything but lie.
And that's exactly right. Once you understand that, I mean, I had a girlfriend and it went down in my soul on the phone. I had told her something and she said, the devil is a liar. I mean, I knew that for 40 years. But when she said that, it was like it was a whole new revelation. And
revelation.
Then the Holy Spirit just began to minister to me. Without a doubt, the devil is a liar. No, if I called you and told you something, you gotta say it's possible she's lying. You know, possible.
Yeah.
That I'm not telling the truth. But it ain't never a possibility with the devil that he ain't lying.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord
and God is always true. With diseases and bad diagnoses and stuff, the devil is a liar.
He's a liar.
His job to lie with them diseases and them tests and come back and make you think you're done. That's his job. But he's a liar because God said that we have help. God said that he sent his word and he healed us. Before the foundation of the world, he had chosen, predestinated, and elected us to eternal life. So, you know, but when you
thank you, Lord.
And, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We thank God
thank
for
you,
his
Lord.
Word. We
thank
God for saints that are, like you say, we are one in the body of Christ. We are one. Yeah, my mother used to say, tongue and teeth fall out. But we ain't we don't not agree on everything, but we agree on all the major things, and you know,
amen.
And then a lot of things that we don't agree on is because we don't have the full understanding and the revelation
of
some of the things. Some of the stuff gotta, as you just said a while ago, on this journey. This is a journey. We're on a journey in the kingdom. We have really been translated out of the kingdom of darkness
into
the kingdom of God.
A whole nother kingdom. That's it.
It's a whole nother thing.
Oh, my God. Now, that's a whole nother revelation, man.
Yes, ma'am. It sure is, sister. It really is.
That's a whole nother revelation.
It makes us straddle because on one hand, like Paul say, I make my boast in the Lord. But on the other hand, I know that I'm nothing, and I'm nothing without the Lord. I could never boast because I know it's not me that do anything good. It is God in me.
Hallelujah. If I can get out here and I can do nothing of myself.
Oh, without
hallelujah.
Him, I don't even want to do nothing. Without him, I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to be without him. Amen, sister. Oh,
glory
it is so
God.
Good to hear you. Thank God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. You've been traveling all over, preaching and teaching and doing the work of an evangelist and of the ministry.
That's what he told me to do.
Where you can.
That's what he told me to do. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm. And you're not still on dialysis, are you?
No, I've never been on dialysis.
Oh, you wasn't the one. You wasn't the one.
No, I've never been on dialysis. My mother is. I may have told you that, but I don't know.
She is.
Yes, my mother is, but she's doing well.
Thank God. You got a mother. Thank God.
Yes,
she's 91 doing
years old.
Oh.
91.
Thank you, Jesus. Boy, you are blessed.
You are
truly blessed. You got your mama. My mother would be, my mama, she's been gone so long, over 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. She saw you preaching the word of God.
Oh, wow. I wonder what that is. These phones, they just do what they want to do. Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1-2-3.
Wow, these phones.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1-2-3.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. These are your airways, Lord. They belong. Amen. We have them. We control. Thank you, Father. We have intercession. We have prayers going forth. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
We're connected. Thank you, Father. You can't break our connection. Thank you, Lord. The angels are interceding on our behalf. They're making our connection to the Father, to the throne room. We are not of this world. We have a whole new kingdom. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.